Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Big Match Josh.
And I'm Jake. Regular Sorry, style.
You were talking about editing Forever Red and the Big Match feel, so I got a joke in my head and I made it. Today we are watching episode 456?
Yep.
Power Rangers Wild Force episode 38, Sealing the Nexus.
You got there. It aired November 2nd, 2002. Written by Derek Rydell, directed by Taro Sakamoto. Don't remember the last time Derek was here. Let's see. He wrote The Master's Last Stand. So that was...
Okay.
Like 12 episodes ago. So we took a little break.
The Lost Barbaric brother, Derek Barbaric.
Derek Barbaric. Eric and Merrick Barbaric. There, I was reading some stuff about Hexagon, and they were gonna... And I guess they didn't do this, but they were gonna name the Sixth Ranger Derek... So that for 3 years in a row, the Sixth Ranger's name ended with was rhymed at least with Eric. I don't know what they did end up naming him, but I hope it's Derek. There's only so many more places you can go with that name. Because like after Derek, you're just making stuff up.
There's Garrick, Jarrick, and Larrick.
Yep. I mean, I guess you can just...
You can just go down the alphabet.
Yeah, pretty much go through the alphabet. And if you're new here, welcome to the podcast. How's it going? What we do is we pause the recording. We go watch an episode of Power Rangers. We come back. We talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or DVDs. And you should, because we're almost done with Wild Force. And this is airing after Christmas, but it's recorded before Christmas. So as a Christmas present to us, watch along so you know what we're talking about. Some people are watching along. I think Lewis is watching along. I think a couple other people are. In the Discord.
Nice.
So thank you for coming on this journey with us.
So we're not just watching this alone.
The trials and tribulations of Wild Force. Anyway, we're going to go watch... What's it called?
Sealing the Nexus.
Sealing the Nexus. I was like, you're either Nexus or against us, and that's all I can remember. And I think I'm Nexus, if I'm being honest. Kind of love the Nexus.
Debut Nexus.
Yeah, debut Nexus especially.
Yeah.
Remember when CM Punk took over the Nexus? That was weird, right?
Yes. Remember how he's on a weird WWE show on Fox?
Yeah, he works for Fox, but he talks about WWE, so he can kind of say whatever he wants, which is pretty great. Anyway, we're going to go watch Sealing the Nexus.
Wild time!
And we're back. And we just watched Sealing the Nexus. Well, you're starting to say something. Well, I thought
you asked if I was ready, and I didn't answer you until you started to say we were back. And
I assumed yes. Your silence was a tacit yes. Anyway, we just watched Sealing the Nexus. I don't want to spoil anything, did not feature a single Wade Barrett.
No,
so,
no Justin Gabriels or Heath Slaters.
No Heath Slaters.
Or Titus O'Neils or David Otunga's.
Titus O'Neil was not in the Nexus. You keep thinking that. It was Darren Young that was in the Nexus, not Titus O'Neil.
Who had the bandana over their face?
Michael Tarver.
That's who I thought was Titus O'Neil.
Yeah.
Both of them have football names. So.
And then David Otunga, which I think you did say.
Yep.
And Skip Sheffield.
Right.
And Daniel Bryan, obviously.
Right.
He just shaved. Did we talk about this on Monday?
I don't know if it made it to air or not.
He just shaved his head.
We talked about it.
Okay,
I don't know
if
it was recorded.
He's looking like the American Dragon again. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see what he does. Anyway.
Probably a lot of kicks.
I want to see a cattle mutilation so bad. I just want to see it. I just want him to do it again. It's a weird finisher that I don't know if this is effective at all, but I like it. So I want to see it.
That's the like double underhook bridge.
Yeah,
submission,
double underhooks,
right?
And flips over you. Yeah,
it does not look like it hurts, and so it probably hurts a lot.
Right, it's the opposite of just a regular open hand chop.
Right,
where it doesn't look like it hurts, but it stings like a sumbitch. I guess not the opposite. It's the same as that.
It's a submission version.
Yeah.
Of a knife edge chop.
Hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the website. You go there, listen to old episodes. I'm gonna take my word for it and say Up Through Lost Galaxy is on there. And we'll see if Josh makes me a liar or not come January. we got some classic feeds over on iTunes. You can go, or I think it's in a lot of places now. You can go listen to it up through InSpace. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Mutsu Podcasts. We're on Mutsu, also called Crispin Podcasts. That's what it says on the list. We're on Podbay and Stitcher and Google Play and Pod Baby and Pod...
Pod Sheffield.
Pod Sheffield. Yep, 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 what it do. Remember we had a catchphrase that was yep, 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 what it do?
The
Remember
Ryback?
How Ryback used to say that all the time?
Sometimes it just... You wonder how...
Anything they, happens
how
there
they
at all?
Come to any of these decisions? How they look at a guy like Ryback and are like, yup, 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 what it do?
Vince McMahon is a very old, senile person.
Yeah.
And thinks, this is what the kids will like.
And so then, for a while, Skip Sheffield was just Alpha 6.
He was just kind of Alpha 6, but if Alpha 6 was like a cowboy... Because I think Skip Sheffield was like a kind okay. of a cowboy. I think the gimmick was that he's a cowboy?
Yep, yep, yep. What'd it do?
What'd
just
it
like
do?
A cowboy. He came out with a hot can of beans.
I know. He had a vest. So maybe he was a cowboy.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating review in any of those places, that would be great. We'd really appreciate it. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeandJosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return. You get early episodes and bonus episodes. And, you know, the satisfaction of knowing that you are putting food in our mouths. Food, like the stew that I made. And I made too much of it. And now I'm literally pawning off 3 full Tupperwares of stew on people. I made so much. Speaking of patrons... We do have a couple, at least one. We have one new one, and I'll see if I see any others going up. So our first and maybe only new patron is Chris W.
Thank you, Chris.
And that is it. Just one new patron. So thanks, Chris, and thank you to everybody who helps support the show. We really appreciate it. Josh, we got any new reviews?
We've got one.
Heck yeah, hit me.
For us, it was posted 2 days ago. For everyone listening, it was posted like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So here's the really fun thing about this before we do this review is we're recording this. It's not going up until January because we took the 2 weeks off for Christmas. So we still have 2 episodes to record because we've been recording since Forever Red. But we have 2 more to record that we're going to record in 2 weeks. So I'm hoping we remember anything about this lead up to that. We'll see.
Hope so. So it was posted on December 16th by iTunes user Clefarius.
Clefari? Okay.
Clefarius? It's pronounced one of those 2 ways.
Okay. For sure. So
it is a 5-star iTunes review titled...
Yup, 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 what it do?
Titled, yup, 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 what it do? And it is by... Clefarius is actually Skip Sheffield. He was like, while I was typing this, I bit my tongue and my mouth is bleeding. No, it is titled... You ever know Ryback's mouth was always bloody?
I know, he always bled so much from his mouth. Anyway, sorry, what is the title of this review for real?
It's titled, It's a Love-Hate Relationship.
Okay, I'm excited.
And they write, I started at episode 1 and have made it to episode 170 as of this writing.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong, I love-hate this show, but it keeps sucking me in. When they say show, they mean the TV show.
Do they mean... Okay, they mean Power Rangers, not the Morphin Grid.
Correct.
Okay.
As one of the people who watch the episodes along with the podcast, it forces me to moderate my consumption of both the show and the podcast. See, we are the podcast. Power Rangers is the show.
Gotcha.
That's how I'm interpreting this.
Episode 170, by the way, is the X Games Part 1, Dear Tommy.
That is Zio.
Yeah.
Right, that's when he gets the letter from Kim.
Yep. Then he goes on. He's got to find himself on a snowboard trip,
right? With a babe.
With babe, Heather something or other. She played Carly on One Life to Live.
I have tried just watching the show or just listening to the podcast, but it leaves me feeling empty inside. How can a podcast do this to me? Anyways, guys, keep up the good work. P.S. Send the janitors to Moon Jail. It's a pigsty up here. Well, I've got good news for you. You're out of Moon Jail because you left a review. We're not going to send the janitors. We don't pay to maintain Moon Jail because it's a jail. And if you're in there, you know what you did.
Exactly. And if it gets dirty, that's on you. That's your fault. So everybody else who's still in jail, whether it be Moon Jail or Org Jail, we didn't think of one.
We didn't.
That season's almost over. I'm not going to try to now.
Well, we didn't get any kind of a jail cell until the last episode.
No. or a tomb, whether we put you, we seal you in an org tomb.
Like yes.
Whether
you're,
that one.
If you're in Moon Jail, the Brig, or if you're stuck a statue.
Then you know why it's dirty there. Anyway, thank you for the review, Clefarious. I really appreciate it. Also, confirmation, one person at least for sure watches the show with us.
Yeah.
We got an email from Benny. It is titled Animal Facts Number 4, Moo.
Oh, I live down the street from a cow farm. And you know what are pretty cool? Cows.
Cows. Cows are pretty dope. When we were driving back down to Texas, I don't think it was Kentucky because I vividly remember Kentucky being completely empty, but I think Tennessee had a lot of cool cows.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely a lot of cows between here and and Texas, no matter which way you go.
Kentucky, I don't know what it was. Until we got into literally your town, there were no geographical features at all.
And there's barely any here.
We drove out of West Virginia and the mountains stopped.
Yep.
Then it was just flat.
Yeah, we have some nice rock walls here in town.
And then there was a cornfield, and then I was at your house.
Oh, yes, a cornfield. That lovely geographical feature, a cornfield.
Anyway, Benny says, hey, boys, I've been slow to work on this fourth email, and we'll probably only be able to get another animal fact out before you all wrap up. So we'll just cover the five main rangers' first animals. I think part of the slowness is that we have arrived at my least favorite and most confusing animal fact, the hoofed creatures with horns. Animal facts email. My problem is that the bisonzor does not look like a bison. Bison have flat faces, high foreheads, and humps on their backs, all of which are missing from the zord. That thing looks much more like cattle, which I always forget is a species name for what we typically call cows and bulls. Cows and bulls is cattle?
Yeah.
So a cow is just a girl cattle and a bull is a boy cattle?
I guess. I always thought cattle was just what you called a group of bovine. Because aren't they bovine?
Yeah, well, they're bovine the same way that like dogs are canine. Yeah, okay. Like it's like a feature kind of thing. I thought cattle was like anything you have in a pen that you intend to eat later.
Yeah, actually, it's cows.
It's just cows. Learn something new every day. I blame bad translation and lack of zoological knowledge. Searching around, it looks like the better translation of the Gow Ranger would be Iron Bull. That does make more sense. Bison and cattle are both in the Bovinae subfamily, along with buffalo, yaks, and some antelopes. So I get there's a lot of similarities between those large horned, even toed ungulates. Ungulates?
Ungulates. I think it's a hard G.
Ungulates. Isn't that the thing that's in your mouth?
No, that's a uvula.
Isn't that the thing that's far south on the lady?
No, that's labia.
Okay. That was half of a joke from Monster House. Everyone remembers the commercials. Anyway, there are two species of bison. The American bison. Parentheses. The bison bison. Oh, sorry. The American bison, has two subspecies, which are the wood and plains bison. So there'd be the wood bison and the plains bison? I don't know. The European species, Bison bonasus, is called a wisent. Both of the largest land animals on their continent. Cattle and bison can crossbreed, and Bovinae subfamily as a whole has a lot of interspecies breeding. The fertile offspring of cattle and American bison is called a beefalo. And while the wisent and cattle make a zubron, yes. Oh, and what? I read this wrong. I got excited about beefalo. American bison and cattle is called a beefalo, while the wisent and cattle make a zubron. Zubron? Zubron. Yes, Zubron does seem to come out of left field, But it turns out the name comes from Polish, where the Weissen are called Zuber. None of these words sound real to me anymore. Same, Benny. Here are some quick bison facts. Number one, baby bison are nicknamed red dogs because they are a bright red-orange when they are born and are also super adorable. That sounds amazing. Yellowstone National Park is the only place in the U.S. where bison have continuously lived since prehistoric times. How big were prehistoric bison, do you think? Size of a house? Size of a VW van?
A prehistoric, but probably a VW van. I think that's a good prehistoric bison size.
I would love to meet one of those.
I would poop.
Three, the Chernobyl exclusion zone has become a safe haven for bison and helped to bring their populations back from endangered species status. And fourth, November 1st is National Bison Day in the U.S. Plan accordingly. Will do. Thanks again. I'll go start my second cat email now and hopefully get this wrapped up soon. And I can confirm that Benny has sent that email, which we will read on the first part of our finale on Monday. Because the finale, we're just going to get right to it. So we're going to do the Wednesday stuff on Monday that week. Anyway, thank you very much, Benny.
And while we're on the subject of bison.
Okay.
I have a really cool sentence.
Hit me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I know what you're going to say. Say it.
Buffalo, 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 buffalo is a grammatically correct English sentence.
Yep. Somehow, some way.
There's a whole Wikipedia entry on it.
Yep, because buffalo is also a verb.
Yep. It means like to bully.
To bully or to push around. Yeah. I'm going to look that up and I'm going to see, because one of them has got to be the town.
Yeah, it's like, it's buffalo, buffalo, buffalo is a buffalo from Buffalo, New York, bullies.
Right.
A buffalo from Buffalo, New York. And then I kind of lose the syntax after that.
Yeah, I mean, look, at some point you're just showing off, right? Like, right. You're just seeing how many times you can buffalo your way into a sentence. Anyway, I'm excited mostly about Beefalo, because that's a great name.
It's a Gen 9 Pokemon, first revealed here on the Morphin Grid, Beefalo.
I hope so. I would like the next gen to be the American Southwest.
I'm still hoping for a New England region.
Me too. I mean, because then you get the cool, like the Stone Fences Pokemon. You get different chickadee Pokemon.
Just a big moose. A
lot of deer. A lot of moose in fighting in the woods and in your lawn. I don't know what else.
Pigeons. We already have pigeons.
There'd be a blue jay, and the blue jay and the chickadee would fight each other.
Yeah.
Because blue jays are nasty jerks. Don't you ever forget. Anyway, that's all we have for emails. Would you like to get into the episode?
Yes.
We start off with Toxica and Jindrax. They're walking in the desert, and they're talking about how now they need a plan. Because they're gonna be in hiding. They want to get out from under all this and just like leave. And Jindrax is like, well, we don't have to worry about Master Aura because he's got the princess kidnapped, so he's got his hand tied with that. And Tasha's like, oh, dip. He still got the princess. And Jindrax's like, yeah. And she's like, that means that she still has he still has her necklace. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, that necklace is so powerful. He could do anything with it. And I'm like, why wouldn't they tell us that?
Yeah, it's crazy at any point. It's crazy that only Toxica knows about this necklace somehow, and we're never going to find out how, I don't think.
The only time this necklace was, like, featured was in, like, a flashback of Merrick giving it to her, and when she, like, touches it to say, like, Rangers,
yeah,
the pool squirted. No one told us that it was, like, powerful or magic or anything.
Yeah, but she's like, he can use that to do anything he wants, even find us no matter where we hide.
And you're just like, oh, well, that sucks. We should probably have a plan. She's like, all right, I already got one. Let's go. So they go. We cut to Cole and Merrick. Merrick's on his bike, tooling around the quarry. Cole's on his bike, flying around the quarry, looking for the Nexus as if it is above ground. It is not. So as you can imagine, they do not find it. We cut to the Nexus. Shayla's like, Master Org, what are you going to do with my necklace? Why are you doing all this evil? You used to be human. He's like, I'm no human no more. And she's like, but you could be good. Cole forgave you for killing his parents. You could be good again. He's like, no, I've gone down too far on this path. that I've chosen.
He is an org now.
He's so, just a full org.
Yeah, I think he might be past the event horizon here.
Yeah, once you grow a third eye and sprout a horn out of your head, I think you're probably biologically no longer a human. Yeah. At least.
And then Shayla, she gets a little porny and she's like, Dr. Steven Adler.
Right.
Like, and she's trying to seduce him into being a human again.
When she first said it, I was like, I genuinely can't tell if she is trying to seduce him into the cage so she can get out, if she's trying to seduce him in the cage just because, or if she's trying to be mean. Like, I can't tell what right. she's going for. But it definitely reads mostly as that softcore Cinemax vibe we've come to know yeah. and love from this season.
So he gets right up to the bar. She's like, that's not my name no more.
And he's right. And he's mad about that. He's like, shut up. Don't call me that. You're a jerk, lady, and I'm not going to have sex with you. So then we cut to Jindrax, who's like standing in front of the Power Rangers. He's like, hey, you're not going to find the Nexus that way by looking at the ground, dummies. And they're like, Jindrax, what do you want? And he's like, nothing. I'm not here to hurt you. And he runs away. And he like gets on top of like a cliff. And he runs past and we see Toxico overhang. This is all Sentai footage, by the way. And he's like, you're never going to find it because it's protected. So the only way is if we help you. And they're like, who's we? And then Toxico teleports in, swings down and attacks all of them. And then swings up as if on a big wire to land next to Jindrax.
She's flying, okay? She's magic. She's the mistress of magic. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I forgot about that. You're right. So she lands, and they're like, Toxic is back. And he's like, yeah, I just resurrected my best friend. What of it? Like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I just saved my best friend from the spirit world. Why are you shocked by this?
Why are you mad about this? And so then they tell the Power Rangers that they're here to help because the only way they can get in there. Oh, wait, hold on. That's in 1 second. Real quick, we do cut to Master Org resurrecting the three generals, Nazor, Retinax, and Mandalok.
So, yeah, you remember that legendary trio of yes. Pokemon.
That could be a Pokemon trio, I think.
Yeah.
For sure. Mouth, are, nose, and eye?
They are Pokemon names for sure.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. They need an ear one because it's weird that the nose and the ears are the same one.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it makes a little bit of sense because they are connected, but...
I mean, so is your nose and your mouth.
Yeah, yes. I don't know. So anyway, so they're resurrected and they're ghosts and they're like, yes, Master Org, we will do your bidding. Come back to the Rangers. They're saying that we're in American footage now and everybody's unmorphed and the Rangers are talking to Toxic and Jindrax and they're like, so here's the thing. You got to go on a Zelda quest if you want to get to the Nexus.
What a Zelda game this episode turns out to be, huh?
It's wild because they're like, there's going to be three pillars of light and you got to go destroy the little statues that the pillars of light are coming out of and that'll open up the Nexus because you can't go into the Nexus and yeah, only orcs can find their way around.
Yeah, it's a maze that only orcs can navigate. Like, you could find the opening, but there's a barrier so no one can get through.
So that's, you got to do the three things.
Yeah, destroy the three statues that you will find by following the pillars of light in the sky, the waypoints.
Yep.
And then that'll drop the barrier and they'll go in and get the princess. Also, maybe they're guarded.
Yeah, she's also like, there might be guards, so be warned of that. Which is just exactly a Zelda quest. And yep. They're like, we'll go through the Lost Woods and we'll, because we know how to follow Saria's song and we'll get the princess out and get the necklace back. They're like, okay. And Taylor starts to be like, if this is a trick and like to threaten them. And Jindrax's like, yeah, save it. We get it. So then we cut back to Master Org. He's sitting in his living room. He's looking at all his new tchotchkes all on his many coffee tables.
Yeah. What the hell are these? There's the mine, which will finally come into play in this episode. It's just sitting on its little cup holder. There's what looks like Toxica's horn, but we know it can't be Toxica's horn.
Yeah, it can't be Toxica's horn because that's back on her head.
But then there's also a skull that has a big downward curving horn coming out of the top of the head, just like Master Org's.
Is that the real previous Master Org's
Maybe.
Head. Because I think so. Because I saw that too and I was like, hold on a minute.
There's a lot here that we're not going to talk about.
Yeah, it's weird.
Because we have to talk about this sea mine.
Yeah, because this little water mine is just sitting in a little Bunsen burner cup.
I don't know why they didn't just use the old Master Org skull for that. I don't know.
Look, a lot of choices got made. So the Rangers split up. There is Taylor and Cole, Max and Danny, Merrick and Alyssa. They split up to go find the three pillars. When they get there, the three generals are there. There's one general at each pillar.
Right.
And Taylor's like, Toxica set us up. And Taylor, you know I love you, and I will always give you the BOTD, but she did tell you they might be guarded.
Yeah, but she said it like she didn't tell us they'd be guarded by Org Generals.
The resurrected Org Generals. Yeah, okay, I guess. That but still.
Bitch.
How dare. And Cole's like, well, it doesn't really matter, because you gotta break the pillar anyway. So then there's a big fight. Before the fight starts, who's fighting Nazor? It's Merrick and Alyssa are fighting Nazor.
Yeah.
And Nazor says the worst pre-fight one-liner, which is, you can't beat me a third time.
I know all of the tricks now.
Which, like, yeah, but I bet they can. You lost to them twice, you dork. So there's a fight. I don't remember a lot of... I remember a couple, like, things that happened, but I don't remember, like, a lot of the in-between fighting, because it's just, like, two-on-one fighting a powerful monster, right?
I can't remember the order of which things happen.
At some point...
Because we're going to come... They're just fighting right now, and we're going to cut back. Or is it all just one big fight scene, and toward the end is when the Rangers start losing?
They're in three different places.
Yeah, but they all start getting beat up at the same time. Like, Taylor tries to fly to the statue, but gets grabbed by... Retinax?
Yeah, they're fighting Retinax.
Yeah.
And then Max and Danny are fighting Mandalock. Yeah, because Cole grabs Retinax. He's like, go. And so Taylor tries to fly, and then like he just has a big tentacle that grabs her and thwaps her on the ground.
And then Danny, like, falls down. I don't know exactly what happened, but he, like, pokes his head. This is like a Looney Tunes. He pops his head up and looks at the camera and is like, I give up.
He says... I give up. And then Max runs over and goes, no, never give up. And then he goes, never give up. And he gets up and he's fine.
I hate them. They're on a cliff over the ocean and I just want them to fall into the ocean and get swept away.
We're constantly cutting back to Master Org doing his dumb mumble chanting.
I noticed it this time. It was nothing. He was literally just going like...
It's like a guy that I used... I don't remember who, but there was someone we used to work with at Walmart that sounded exactly like this. And I can't remember who, because we worked with so many people there.
I think it might have been John. He worked in food for a while,
yes,
and then he was a stockman, and everyone called him Mumbles.
Yes.
But not like... They only called him that behind his back.
Well, yeah, of course. I think you are correct. But yeah, he's just like... I said, this is nothing. There's no... Put some oomph behind it. Use your diaphragm.
Enunciate.
So then he goes, Org heartbeat once again. And then we cut away. Or no, we don't cut away. Then the mine becomes... Like a gross
thing. Yeah, because he has
thing.
He has something, like he's holding something. It might be that red horn. And he's pointing it at something else, and it makes like this electricity. And I feel like there's a mirror involved.
He has a necklace.
He has the necklace. That's right. That's right. I forgot. He stole the necklace.
It's a powerful necklace, Josh. How could you forget?
Yes. The necklace has great power. He uses that to activate the horns, which then the magic from them, I guess, comes back into the mine and turns it into an org heart that he nummies up.
Yeah, he just scrummies down on it, and it looks really gross.
He slurps it up like if you were eating Jell-O with no hands.
It's like, it reminds me of like something you would make in a creepy crawler.
Oh, yeah.
Oven. It's like a big... blob that has like eyeballs in it.
Yes, and they are candy.
Yeah,
that you can eat.
That are legally edible. Yeah, it's gross.
I
had
creepy crawlers. I don't recommend them. Yeah, they just taste like plastic. You know those like those little soda bottles that have the sugar water in them? They're like wax, and you just like bite the top off and then suck the sugar water out. It's like that, but without the sugar water inside.
You're just eating the bottle.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a creepy crawler.
So we cut back. Merrick is like, I can't beat him a third time. And Alyssa's like, yes, you can. He's like, yeah, you're right. And he gets up.
Alyssa's like, he mind controlled you for 3,000 years, which no, he didn't. He was a statue.
Yeah, he was a statue and you were in a tomb. So,
and then Merrick's like, I'm not going to let you play mind games with me anymore. And then like attacks him. But it's like, dude, he wasn't. He was just stomping you.
Yeah.
There was no mind games. He was just beating you up.
Yeah. That's when we get that's when Danny gives up, and Taylor gets like injured and like she's on the ground and she's like, Cole, you got to forget about me. You have to do the mission. We have to save the princess. We have to do this. Cut back to Merrick. He, now that he has decided he will not be played with anymore, he's just got his pool cue out and he's beating ass now. He's just whacking it with the pool cue now. Cut back to Danny. Picks up Mandalock and spins him around. It's like, never give up!
He's got him up in like a torture rack and he's like, yeah. He's like, Max, go now! I'm gonna tap him out and win the championship.
I'm the Lex Luger now. So Max
package.
Jumps in the water.
The iron bully. Danny.
you almost got there.
It took me a minute.
So Max jumps in the water. Alyssa runs off because Merrick has his pool cue like up against Mandalock's or Nazor's big nose and just like holding it there. Taylor runs.
We get a close up because Merrick like tackles Nazor and they're both down on the ground for a minute.
Yeah.
And we get the close up of Merrick's face in what I guess is Nazor's face. And, like, I knew he had eyes in the nostrils, but they blinked this time.
Yeah, it's bad.
And I was like, what do you breathe through if your big nose is your eyes?
You know, your ears.
He doesn't have a mouth because that's Mandalock's thing.
I don't know.
I guess he does. I guess he breathes through those big ears.
Yep. Gross. So then Taylor gets blasted, but, like, charges past it and grabs Retinax and she's like, Cole, do the mission, remember the mission. So Cole starts climbing up a mountain and Retinax just like blasts out red electricity at Taylor while she's holding on to him, and she just like kind of holds through it and it's really good.
Yeah, when she charged him he was shooting her and she was getting hit and just like charging through it. It's like, yeah, what? No, we have to, for the princess, I can't fall down when you shoot me.
Yeah,
And she pins him against the wall, and then he's like, you can't hold me, and pushes her out, and then just starts zapping her again. And Cole's like, I'm going to help you. And she's like, you better don't.
You better ain't.
You better climb that damn mountain right now.
So he climbs the mountain. We get three different shots of Alyssa running through the woods, finding the statue, smashing it with her baton. Max underwater, swimming around, seeing the statue, just punching it, but he has a shark fin thing in his hand. And then Cole finding it on the top of the mountain, running up, punching it with his lion thing. All the lights go down. At some point before this, we cut back to Jindrax and Toxica, and Jindrax's like, oh, I think the things are down. I'm going to go try it. And he runs into the barrier and gets blasted and thrown back.
He sees the opening, and he's like, it must be open, even though I told them there's a barrier.
So he tries to get, and it doesn't work. And she's like, Jindrax, come on. So then they break the lights. They can get in and save the princess now. So they run in and they stomp right before they go in. And Jindrax is like, Toxica, are we really going to save the princess? And she's like, we'll see.
Yeah, she says it like she's scheming. She's like, you'll see. Like, you'll see what my plan is.
Yeah, I also read it like that. But I guess in hindsight, it's more like, I mean, we'll see if we save her. Like, we'll try.
Who knows what's going to happen once we get inside.
Yeah. So they go in. They look around. We cut back. Rangers are fighting. It's all of them together now. They've all regrouped, and they're just all getting beat up together as a family. We cut back to the Nexus. It's starting to fall apart. It's, like, crumbling and shaking. They find the princess. And Master Org is just, like, meditating and floating. Just like in the middle, chilling.
Yeah.
So they find the princess.
They're like, there's Master Org. He's just like hanging out. He doesn't see them because he's just so deep in heart meditation, I guess.
His eyes are closed and he's just kind of smiling a little bit.
That Org heart gave him the bad gas.
It did. So he's like, I just gotta sit through this. We come back to the Rangers.
He's not levitating. He's just blasting ass so hard. He's just farting
his way up. We come back to the Rangers. Cole shoots his lion cannon, and Mandalok just grabs it and throws it back at them. And it just blows them all up. And he's like, we gotta work. It's time to finish this once and for all.
Yeah, he's like, I've had enough of this crap.
So we cut back. They find the princess. They're like, get back. And she's like, what are you doing? They shoot the lock. And she's like, we're here to save you. Come on, get out. So they start running through. They see Master Org. And they're like, oh, no, Master Org. And he's just smiling at how good he's farting. And they're like, okay, we're going to go.
He starts to, like, disintegrate.
Yeah. See, the first time it happens, it looks like something hit him and then that turned into sand. But apparently it's him turning into sand.
Yeah, because I think Shayla is like, why isn't he moving? He's going to get crushed in here.
Yeah. And they're like, who cares? We got to go.
Yeah. He starts like turning into sand. And Ginger actually like, he's turning into sand. And then they leave.
Yeah. Cut back to the Rangers. The Duke Orgs, the General Orgs, put their weapons together. And they make their own salad blade.
It's the most boring named.
It's just weapon the Nexus blade.
It's the Nexus blade, and they do an evil slash with it.
That's bad. That's lame and very first draft.
Yeah, that's not even a rough draft. That's like a brainstorm note.
That's like, we'll put this on the whiteboard and we'll come back to it, and they never did. And like evil slash. So they hit the Rangers, and the Rangers like get back up, and they're like, we're not gonna do this again, you know, or we're not gonna lose or whatever. I think Merrick says something about like, you need to have enough strength to do the jungle blast, and they're like, you never will have enough strength to do the jungle blast. Yeah, and they pull out their jungle blaster.
One of them says we need to use our strength to do a shoot at them or whatever. Yeah. And then Mandalok's like, you don't have any strength. You're powerless, Rangers.
First time you heard that, I bet. Cut back. Master Org completely disintegrates into sand. The Tatsuka, Jindrax, and Shayla like leap out of the Nexus portal as it's closing and blowing. It's like blowing up inside and then closes. And they're like, we did it. Woo. But then the Rangers. So we cut back. The Rangers. This might be out of order. I'm not 100% sure how this happened. The Rangers pull out their jungle blaster, their jungle gun. They do the salad shooter. And it's a Harry Potter fight where the blasts hit each other.
I went to Dragon Ball Z where they spend 40 minutes, which is like 2 weeks worth of episodes, I think. Just like,
yeah, that's about right.
Stuck in a stalemate of who has more power.
Yeah. And what I love is that it's like evenly matched. Like the evil ones come in, the good ones come in. They're meeting in the middle. It's just staying there. And the Rangers like, push harder. And they go, and then that physically pushes the blast forward that comes from a gun.
It surges. Because Alyssa, I think, is the one that's like, we need to push harder. And then there's like, because it does start to go from the evil side more toward, like, it's going to hit the Rangers a little bit before it recenters.
Right.
And then like a blue pulse ring comes down it. Like, they use their spirit energy to push their blast forward.
Yeah. Now, if this was... This should have been a big sword fight, right?
Oh, yeah. It sucks that it was the gun with the stupid hockey puck weapon. Which literally is only where the bullets go in a Tommy gun part of it.
Yeah. Also, they've never used any of these weapons separately. They just... The first time we saw them, three of the Rangers had them. But then they're like, here's your hockey puck, Taylor.
Yeah, this connects to it.
And then here's your sword, Max. And then they were like, all right, let's put them together. And she's like, well, how would I use this individually besides as just a big rock to brain someone
That's
with?
It. You just throw it really hard at somebody. Or you slide it along the ground and trip them.
So they push harder. They kill the three General Orgs.
Yeah, at one point they said, I think it was before they put their weapons together, the Rangers were like, we need to defeat them. And Nazor's like, how can you defeat us when we're ghosts?
And they're like, we're going to shoot you with our gun. See if that works. So they die, and then this is when the Nexus escapes, and the Nexus breaks down, and the other three escape.
And the whole time they're leaving the Nexus, there's like pillars and rocks falling down, just like the end of Ocarina of Time when you're escorting Zelda out of the castle.
Yep, very much so.
So this whole thing is just a Zelda game.
Look, I mean, there's worse games you can pattern your whole thing off of, I guess.
I might have had a bad tone in my voice, but I wasn't saying it like a bad thing.
Yeah, I think it's pretty neat. I just like, it's like the first, she's like, you have to go find three pillars. Like, oh, like Zelda. This is absolutely just a Zelda now.
Yeah.
So they get out. The Rangers run up after they're like, we're free. Woohoo. And then we go to commercial. We come back. Everybody's demorphed. And they're like, oh man, I can't believe our battle with the orcs is finally over. And Junior Jackson talks to her like, hey, we're the most powerful orcs on the planet now. So it's not over until we say it's over. And I think it's Max is like, so is it over? And they're like, yeah, it's over. Yeah, we're done here. Jindrax says, they're like, oh, we're going to hit the road. Like, we're going to go, like, you know, find ourselves.
We need to go back to when they let Shayla out of the cage.
Okay.
Because they were like, we're here to help you. And she, like, believed them right away.
Yeah.
Because she was like, thank you. And she kissed Jindrax on the cheek. And Toxica was like, how dare you?
How dare. that will come back up in a second.
Yeah.
So Jindrax is like, all right, Yellow Ranger, I guess this is the end of our faded and storied rivalry.
Yeah, this is the end of our epic feud.
And Taylor's like, well, you were a worthy opponent, I guess.
She says it in a way that's like, I did not know that we had a rivalry.
She absolutely did not. Then I don't remember. I think Danny is like, yeah, and if you're on the road and you want to stay at the Animera, and Alyssa just like punches him in the stomach and is like, oh, it's so bad that you got to leave now. I'm so sorry to hear that you got to go. And I was like, where is this bitchy Alyssa been? Yeah, I'm kind of into this.
This is super out of character for Alyssa, but Taylor had the rivalry thing, so she couldn't be the one that punched Danny to shut him up.
Right.
Because he's stupid.
He's so dumb. He's also a very bad actor. He's really bad at talking.
Yeah.
On a camera, which is the only place I've ever heard him talk, and it just, I don't know, not great. Then at some point, they're like, all right, well, we're going to go, and this is when Shayla says something to them. I forget what she says, but Jenner's like, well, anything for you, princess. And Tasha's like, huh? What was that?
She's like, I can still murder her right now.
We're leaving. So then they leave, and as they're walking into the sunset, literally into the sunset, Jindrax is like, you know, helping people was kind of nice. It was like a good feeling. Dasha's like, yeah. I mean, don't get any ideas or anything. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I'll forget about this by tomorrow.
She's like, don't get used to it.
And he's like, oh, no, of course not.
I just want to know where, because they're like, they want to get away and they want to like do something. It's never super clear, but like, where do they want to go? Do they want to leave Earth? Do they want to check out Europe? I don't know what the plan here is.
Well, they're not aliens, right? So they, I mean,
yeah,
though,
exactly.
So other planets exist. They could go there, but how weird would it be if demons from Earth went to an alien planet and they're like, we're from Earth? And they're like, well, you're not human. It's like, well, yeah, we're demons, you know, what are you going to do? But yeah, so they just like leave, and I think they're still out there. Unless they come back next episode and die, which I really hope doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I just want them to have a nice time. Anyway, that's the end of the episode.
I'm hoping what happens is that, well, because look, there's two episodes left. So, I mean, this.
Right.
I would not be shocked if this is just how a season ended. Like, you did it, and these two are fine because the fans like them, so we can't murder them.
So we didn't murder them, yeah.
What I think is going to happen is that they're going to have to come back because Master Org can't be gone. They hung on his pile of sand too long.
Right, and it would be very weird if he was like, aha, I made the heart of the orgs, and then that killed him.
Yeah, he's probably
like
going to be
off-screen almost.
It probably destroyed his human form, and he's going to be reborn in an orc form.
Right, he's going to have like a real nasty monster orc form, yeah.
Toxico and Jindrax are going to come back, and they're going to help kill him, and then when he dies, they're going to turn into people.
That would be nice.
That's my, I'm calling that shot.
Okay,
that's my half court, balls in the air, 3 seconds on the clock.
We'll find out in 2.5 weeks if that is the case.
Can't wait to forget that prediction and not talk about it in the next two episodes.
Same. I won't even remember it because I won't be editing that for, I think, the week after, until the week after we come back. So, you started. I get to pick the best. I'm going to say the best is Taylor running through the lightning blast that hit her and then grabbing Retinax and then being blasted and still not letting go.
That was my best, too.
That's very good. I really like that a lot. Runner-up is to her not knowing she had a fated rivalry with Jindrex. Because that was just very funny. How she's like, yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, what a sure. What a worthy opponent you were. She's like, you're still a monster. Like, I will just cut you. So
yeah. I mean, unarmed, I could probably beat you up right now. You know. I guess that's not fair to Jindrax. He's
capable. Pretty capable. He's just not confident.
That's true. That's where he's gonna get got. The worst, I'm trying to think of the worst. I don't remember if I gave the dumb mumble chanting the worst last time or not.
I don't think so. I think there was something specifically stupid last episode. I just don't remember what it was.
You know, who could tell? I kind of want to give it to the dumb mumble chanting because I don't know if anything else was very bad.
I'm going to give it to the effect of Master Org eating the Jell-O heart because it was yucky.
Yeah, it was yucky, but it was also not actually there. So he just like
he was just puts, like and then they're like, yeah, we'll put that in.
We'll fix it in post.
Be great. Or they just gave him a handful of Jell-O to scrubby down on.
They just upended a cup of Jell-O on his hand. They're like, all right, get to town, baby. Yeah, so I think my worst is just his dumb mumble chanting. It's so pitiful. It's nothing.
Yeah.
I just don't like it.
They're like, just make noises. It's not even like, just say nonsense. It's just make noises.
And then MVP, I'm going to say Toxica.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to give it to Ranger in this episode, I think.
Yeah, to single out a single Ranger is a little tricky because they all kind of did the same. You know who doesn't get it? Danny. I give up.
He's the LVP.
Yeah.
He's fired.
Well, he's only got two episodes left.
Benched. So, Danny is benched.
You're on a bench. So yeah, I think I'm going to give it to Toxica.
Yeah, I think so. It's her first episode back after being dead.
She had the plan to go to the Rangers. Her getting jealous mad was very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Toxica. Now we got to rank it.
Oh, beans.
Not as good as last episode.
No.
Last episode was Fishing for a Friend. All right, here's an episode that I feel like has a similar quality energy to it. A Father's Footsteps.
Yeah, I was looking at the tornado spin, and man, my memories of that episode think it's way too low on this list.
Same. Same. Maybe Claire was right. But unfortunately, at some point, we decided that's where it goes, and we are merely the arbiters of the list.
Something must have happened besides Dawn's sweet bowling in that episode to make us put it that low.
Yeah, I mean, it was a Max episode. He kind of sucks. I think that might have been a problem.
That's why it's that low. This, I don't think, is better than that, though, for sure. So A Father's Footsteps was the Alyssa one, right, with the Scorpion King in it?
Yeah, Alyssa and Scorpion brother, Scorpion uncle.
I don't remember what happened with Alyssa's dad.
Her dad came to town, talked to...
That's where we get all of Alyssa's like karate backstory that never came up again. That she knows karate and almost inherited a dojo.
Yeah, and like is very proficient at tiger style and can beat up several men at once by herself.
Hey, Power Rangers is pretty cool, but man, I hate these one-off episode gimmicks. Especially when it pertains specifically to the fighting of a Power Ranger.
Yeah, because morphed Alyssa does tiger style because she's the white tiger, right? So she does that, but it doesn't come up anywhere. And we don't spend enough time learning about them as people, besides from getting one episode where it turns out Max is a bowling prodigy. Or one episode where Danny is a baby that fucks. You know,
that's the thing that's missing from a lot of these later seasons that we've covered. Yeah. So like we see them as Power Rangers, but we don't see them as people nearly enough.
Yeah, exactly. I think this would maybe go under A Father's Footsteps.
I think
above
so.
Three's a Crowd, because
Three's a Crowd is the one where a girl is a prize and not a person that makes her own choices.
Yeah.
So this is definitely better than that.
So I think this is better than that. So coming in at number 20, Sealing the Nexus. All right. And that's going to do it for us for today. We only got two episodes left, Josh.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what they're called?
Master Org is back, baby. Part 1 and 2.
Nope. The End of the Power Rangers, part 1 and 2.
Damn, Disney just wanted to murder it, huh? Disney was like, we're bringing it out back.
Disney just wanted, from what I understand, Disney just wanted the rights to the reruns. They just wanted to air Mighty Morphin over and over and over again.
Latasha and I watched, have I talked about this, the Toys That Made Us episode about Power Rangers?
No, you have not.
We watched that. That might be a good bonus episode for us to talk about, too.
Okay, yeah.
Because I feel like there's a lot of revisionist history.
I have heard
because
some stuff about it.
Apparently, according to Haim Saban, in that episode of that show, Disney did not specifically buy Power Rangers. They bought, like, that Fox family lineup, like, the whole lineup, which just included Power Rangers.
Okay.
And Haim was like, we should have kept Power Rangers. It was like, yeah, but also, like, Disney wanted Power Rangers and they were gonna get it.
Yeah, right. We should do a bonus episode on that. We'll figure
out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of weird stuff that I'm like, that feels like it's almost right.
It feels like that's the better version of what really happened.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Yeah. That's how pro wrestling is a lot of the time when they talk about stuff that happened. It's like, well, maybe, but I don't know if that's true or if you're working me, brother.
It's technically true, but you've got this weird positive light you're shining on yourself.
Yeah. So maybe we'll do that. But yeah, the End of the Power Rangers, we will see. You'll hear us on Monday for the first part of that. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks. So we'll see what the gap feels like.
Should be fun.
But until then,
May the power protect you. Wild time.
I forgot to say.
What did you think you were counting down?
I don't know. I was just thinking about CM Punk.
Clobbering time.
That's what I almost said. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Wild time. Well, now I know how I sound by myself when I say it, and I don't like it.
Oh, I don't know what just happened. Just completely shut down.